Ron Sparrow was thrilled to spot this 6-foot sturgeon, approximated length, swimming close to the shoreline near the Columbia River Skywalk last week. For more than a century, the Upper Columbia River white sturgeon has been swimming against the currents of change, says the Upper Columbia White Sturgeon Recovery Initiative. Once abundant, the white sturgeon has suffered a serious decline in numbers due to environmental impacts. Now, the Upper Columbia White Sturgeon Recovery Initiative, a coalition of Canadian and American stakeholders, is engaged in an effort to bring this ancient fish back from the brink. More about sturgeon from the Upper Columbia White Sturgeon Recovery Initiative. White sturgeon are North America's largest and longest-lived freshwater fish, reaching a maximum size of 6 meters, 19 feet, and 800 kilograms, 1,800 pounds. The white sturgeon can live for more than a century. Ancient sturgeon-like fish have existed on the planet for 175 million years, surviving ice ages, volcanic eruptions, flooding and mass extinction. The causes of the white sturgeon's decline are not fully understood. However, in the last 125 years, human development, construction of hydroelectric dams, water quality changes from contaminants, changes in flow patterns, as well as the introduction of exotic species and harvesting may have led to the sturgeon's decline. In August 2006, the federal Canadian government officially listed the Upper Columbia white sturgeon population as endangered under the Species at Risk Act, SARA. This transboundary population, which also resides in Lake Roosevelt Reach, Washington State, faces a similar situation of low numbers. Declining survivals have resulted in all recreational fishing for this specific fish population being suspended in both Canada and the U.S. Researchers have recorded spawning, but have found very few young fish, indicating that few young sturgeon are surviving to adulthood. Available population estimates show that within the Canadian portion of the Upper Columbia River Basin, including the Arrow Lakes Reservoir, the white sturgeon population is about 1,000 wild fish. From the Canada-U.S. border to the Grand Coulee Dam in Washington Sat, about 3,200 adult wild sturgeon reside. Almost all fish are greater than 30 years old, suggesting a population of aging fish with relatively few young to replace the old. The Upper Columbia White Sturgeon Recovery Initiative, formed in 2000, is a transboundary collaboration of over 25 partners from government, First Nations and American tribes, industry, environmental groups and others who are working together to build a healthy future for the white sturgeon in the Upper Columbia River in British Columbia and Washington. For more information, visit uppercolumbiasturgeon.org.